The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. It has been a long time since I addressed you, right? Well, it is time that some of the ministry team that I have mentored all these years can take my place and will do much greater, more effective job than I did. This is what discipleship is all about, by following, applying, and then teaching others God's ways of doing things in every areas of society, not just preaching, but living the word. Joshua has been doing a great job in taking over this radio, and sometimes Paula fills in, and she's doing a great job as well. It's interesting. I just want to let you know, now that the season has changed, the fall of 2025 is a season of manifestations of our harvest. Okay? I want you to understand that, and I want you to receive it. It's coming from the Lord. As you may know, I just got back from a mission trip to Canada, the province of Alberta, to be specific. Joshua, James, and Erica Sasso, and Mac traveled with me on this trip, and then Mike Sasso joined us on the second week. We released prophecies concerning Alberta and Canada as a whole. Canada is going to turn around towards righteousness, like United States of America. And before that, there will be a major shifting and changes in their government, and the eyes of the Canadian people will be opened. The people of Alberta will be used by God to turn the entire country of Canada towards righteousness, and the neighboring provinces will be the first two. It's the West Coast, British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, I hope I pronounced that correctly, Manitoba, as those are the ones that the move of God is going to start, and it's going to burn, and it's going to spread throughout the country of Canada. So that is our major mission, and God has given each and every one of us a specific word, a prophetic word, and prayers on specific matters concerning the country, especially the people of Canada. Do you know that the province of Alberta is known as the Texas of Canada? So when we were there, we say that we're from Texas, the Alberta of United States of America. And the people are very nice. They're conservative, and they want a major, major drastic change in their government. And God is going to answer their prayer and their desire. Because, for one thing, it is His perfect will and a purpose for the country of Canada, okay? So Canada, we're going to start manifesting the harvest of the turning around of a country. And I'm excited about that, since we are part of the seeds that were planted, okay? Each member of the team, the Lord gave them specific instruction for the transfer of wealth and influence. And as long as Mac, Joshua, James, and Erica, and Mike will follow the instruction and meditate on His word day and night and follow those instructions to the letter, they will be one of the first one that the transfer of wealth will manifest. Okay? This is in every areas of society. And I instructed them that once they apply their ways of doing things and receive further instruction from God, is to share it with a congregation, and at the same time to share it here on the radio, okay? I had a solid team in Canada. They followed instructions to the letter, and God responded by releasing powerful blessings upon each and every one of them. God's timeline was revealed. And so, get excited. Now I'm releasing it on this radio, okay? So, for the four of you, Mac, including you, continue to meditate on what you learned and heard and saw in Canada, okay? Because the fall season of 2025, I repeat, is the beginning of great manifestations in the body of Christ. As much as you can believe, as much as you can handle, it has to be God's ways of doing things, okay? We have inheritance from our Lord, God, okay? Once we mature in the things of God, those will be released. So we keep on pounding on it. I keep on pounding on this, that we have to mature in the things of God. God gave the nation of Israel their inheritance. It's in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 24. I'm going to read from NIV. But I said to you, you will possess their land. I will give it to you as an inheritance, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God who has set you apart from the nations. Okay? And that also applies to the body of Christ. That what God has promised you as part of this great move of God, as part of the transfer of wealth and influence, you will possess it, okay? As long as you follow God's ways of doing things, that you obey and have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? And remember, he doesn't add sorrow to it, but we have to walk our faith walk. Faith only worked by love, and we have to believe the impossible when God says so, okay? And then God the Father said this to Jesus in Psalm chapter 2, verse 8. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. And since we are in Christ, we are part or member of the body of Christ. So the nations of the earth are our inheritance. Arts and entertainment, our inheritance. News network, our inheritance. United States of America, our inheritance. Tech industry, health industry, our inheritance. And the list goes on and on and on, because the earth is the Lord and everything that is in it. Okay? So it is time for us to mature in the things of God and ways of God, and we must continue to increase in number. We must make disciples. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. If you're willing and obedient, okay? So let us believe and obey God. This coming Sunday, I'll be heading towards the Philippines to conduct a three-day, three-week conference in two regions of the Philippines. The pastors and other ministers are the one who's going to fly and attend those meetings. I don't have to go from one city to another. The conferences are set to disciple God's people, especially the new breed of leaders in the country. I will also be conducting a pastoral, ministerial training, business school, and prophetic school to teach them God's ways of doing things. Then I'll be ordaining pastors and ministers in two provinces. Lots of work to do. Just like what Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but there are only few laborers. So you need to respond and also pray with me that the Lord of harvest will send more laborers in the harvest field. Because after all, this fall season is a season of manifestations. And also I'm being sent there to release prophetic words containing the country. They are experiencing political turmoil right now. And it is a corruption. It's a generational corruption that God is uprooting by his own hands. This is all in God's plan, and we must focus on the task ahead. Let us continue to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, all right? It's the only way to go because He is the way. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now that the hand of God is exposing and uprooting the wickedness in Washington, D.C., we need to be active in sowing seed to other nations. We must continue to obey the Great Commission. When a farmer prepares to plant a crop, he chose the best seeds to sow. The farmer considers those seeds are his investments. They are his future. They are his financial investment, not just for him and his family to have to eat, but to sell it to benefit others and be a blessing, okay? It is for the profit of all. Sowing seed in the kingdom of God, you look at it as an investment. Don't look at it as, okay, I'm going to sow $1 so that I can have a hundredfold return. It is God who makes things grow, okay? It is not like that. Sowing seed in the kingdom of God is to obey the Great Commission, and it's an investment on our part and for this country and for the future of our children and children's children, okay? We must look at it this way. We must have investments, and let us focus on that, okay? So if you want to sow a seed for this Philippine trip, be led by the Holy Spirit and sow cheerfully. It is an investment for our country, for our children and children's children forever. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and click donate. Again, it is sogmi.org and click donate. Or you can mail your check to Freedom Fellowship Church or Sons of God Ministries International, Post Office Box 1579, Helotes, Texas, 78023. Again, it's Post Office Box 1579, Helotes, Texas, 78023. It is wonderful to sow in the kingdom of God. And it is extra wonderful to be used by God to transform people's lives and even transferring nations. And here are just the best example that I can share with you. Okay. First few years that we went to the Philippines, of course, the people there have witnessed such a great manifestation in the presence of God. Many got saved, many got healed, their lives got transformed. But everywhere you go, if you are aware of who you are, you will be like our Lord Jesus Christ and the promise of God to Father Abraham. Through your seed, meaning Jesus Christ, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. So, through us, we are in Christ Jesus, all nations of the earth, or wherever God sends us, we will be transforming lives without any effort whatsoever. Okay? Me and Divina went one time at, it's called a Cabayan Hotel. I think it's in Quezon City or Pasay City. This hotel was formerly a prostitution house. And the present owner, who got born again, bought the building and turned it into a hotel. So this hotel was referred to us by a pastor. So Divine and I stayed there. It's not a 5-star hotel, okay? It's not even 2-star. But it's clean. The employees are required, listen to this, the employees are required by the management to hold a Bible study or praise and worship before they work. And they built a special place, it's a prayer tower at the hotel for this purpose, in which I used that place to meet with people, to pray for them, even ministers to the pastors in the area. Okay? So, we don't want to go out. There is nothing outside. Like I said, it's not in a good area, but it is owned by a Christian. And me and Divina wants to go and have manicure and pedicure. So the guard, the security guard, Divina asked the security guard, is there a place here that we can have manicure and pedicure service in our hotel room and the security guard whom we take care of, okay? So found us a shop in which they agreed to come. Two ladies have agreed to come and give us a manicure and pedicure in our room, okay? So we were just kind of praying and ministering to them. The manicurist that was assigned to me wants to go to Australia. So I asked her, is that really what you want? And she said, yes, ma'am. And so I prayed for her. One that was assigned to Davina wanted to get married and prayed for her too. Okay. So the next time we went there, probably 8 months, 6 to 8 months, we asked the security guard again of the hotel to fetch these two ladies to give us a manicure and pedicure in our hotel room. And one showed up and told me that the lady that I prayed for to go to Australia is now in Australia. So we lost one manicurist. Okay. So the lady that we prayed for who wanted to get married was still there. So she gave me and Davina a manicure and pedicure. When we returned, she's gone too. She got married and decided that they want to live in the province. Now we don't have any manicurist. How inconvenient, right? But they were so blessed. In Pampanga province, where I was born, a nephew of one of our partners there, who was a physical therapist, volunteered by his aunt to travel with me in Bulacan, which is another province, so that he can take care of me physically. They can see that I am tired, okay? One thing after another, big meetings, big crusades, and big pastors' conferences. And he stayed with me, and every conference, he'll put me to sleep and massage my feet. When he's about ready to leave, I said, okay, you've been a blessing to me. What can I do for you? He said, Pastor Chris, I wanted to work abroad. I wanted to be a physical therapist abroad to make more money to provide for my future when I get married and to provide for my family as well. So, and I said, okay, is that really what you want? And I did. And the next time I was there, he was also gone. He was in Kuwait working as a physical therapist. We held pastors' conferences in General Santos City, in Metro Manila, in Pampanga. And all those who served and waited on us, because we catered our food, and our sound engineer in all of these hotels, they all got saved. See, when we obey God, wherever we go, we'll become truly a blessing without really lifting a finger. Because those people, they have seen signs and wonders, and they believe that when I pray, or when Davina prayed, that everything is going to be fine in accordance to God's perfect will. That's how simple it is. We don't have to sweat anything, because the love of God never, never, ever, ever fails. Okay? So we lost manicurists, we lost a physical therapist, we lost drivers. The last assigned driver to us, we went to Davao City, and then when we came back, and he was one of the drivers. See, when we stayed in a hotel, our driver stayed at the same hotel where we're staying. They don't expect it, but I said, like, no, what I eat, you're going to eat, and where I stay, you all are going to stay. You are now part of the team. One of them was a Muslim, but he got so blessed that he came to me when we drove back to General Santos City and asked and said, Pastora, and said, can you please, when you come back, ask for me? And while you're here, let me be your driver. And I start ministering to him. I start about Jesus, and I asked about his family. He has a wife and a daughter, which I met, and he was supporting like 6 or 8 nephews and nieces that that were either abandoned by their parents or their parents died, okay? So I invited him, since you are my driver, and said, let me introduce you to our God. And he attended one of our miracle crusade, and he got born again, okay? He got born again. And so I led him to Christ, and then I gave him instruction, and I gave instruction to the local pastors. And I blessed him that God will grant the desires of his heart. Little did I know that he quietly and said, Jesus, if you're real, the God of Pastor Christina, and said, I want to go abroad so that I can make more money. So I came back after about 3 months to General Santos City. And I said, I want the same driver that got born again to be my driver while I'm there. And I was told that he was hired as a driver abroad. So he got the prayer. So I'm at a loss for another driver. So we have to find another one. And each and every one of them, I prayed. Okay, we ministered to them. That's how we are increasing in number. It's amazing. And the harvest that this ministry had sowed, that I spent, and Joshua and Divina and other members of the team, we have invested time and money in mentoring the young people there, business school and prophetic school, doing business God's way. And now I'm going back there. Two of the ones that I mentored became a multimillionaire. They started with prophecy. They believed God. I gave them instruction. They believed God. And they started having some test programs in some of the malls, and they just opened their first restaurant. Do you know why? Hundreds of people are lined up on the streets just to get a seat. Don't you think that is awesome? That is what God is doing for those who can handle it. As much as you can believe, as much as you can handle. You have to be faithful in what you have and continue to believe and trust God and follow His instruction. And He is the one who's going to bring the increase. So for the first time, when I go there in that province, they paid for the venue. And they paid for my hotel room. That is a manifested harvest. And there are hundreds of them that I never saw before. But you know what? They followed the instruction from the Lord. And they became prosperous. Whether I receive from them or not, whether I hear from them or not, it doesn't matter. My job is to mentor them, okay? Their job is to obey God and to put Him first. And they're going to thank me when we all get to heaven. The main thing for me is to do my job, my assignment, knowing fully well that it was God who will reward me. I will not look upon men, but I'm going to look upon God. And it works for me every time. It may not come in torrents the way I wanted it, but they will always come. And that is your job too. Your job is to believe God. Your responsibility is to believe God and follow the instructions that He gave you. Obey the word of God and continue to move forward. There is one thing that Jesus reminded us, okay? He says, forget about the former things. Don't ever look back in the past, including past victories and regrets, okay? And then he said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has a trouble by itself. But today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Today has a problem or challenges of its own. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these material things shall be added to you as well. It is time for us to apply and see and believe God's ways of doing things in every areas of your life. Your healing, your prosperity, the salvation of your family, and everything else. It has to be Jesus Christ focus. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.